Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. So I'm super excited to jump right into this episode to talk all things Dear Media, IRL, New York City. So the reason why I want to do this is because I found New York so gosh darn inspiring, and it was so opposite to everything I've heard about it, and I just needed to come on here and talk about it. So as I was jotting down like my bullet points and like the things that I want to be sure to hit, I realized I think I'm talking more about New York City than I am about Dear Media, but I want to be sure to have an interwoven episode that's going to give you guys information to inspire you and encourage you, and also possibly give you some shortcuts if you ever do visit New York City. So just first and foremost, New York City. I'll just start off by saying my mom is born and raised in New York. My dad is born and raised in Chicago. So I grew up with an understanding of big city vibes. Every single summer and also throughout the year, we would travel to Chicago, okay, to visit my family. And so I had experiences in bigger cities before. Granted, I will just say this little bit here is I didn't realize that Chicago is as amazing as it is until I got much older. And the reason why is because anytime I went to Chicago as a child, most of my family kind of like lives like in the hood, okay? Like the north side of Chicago. So it was like funny to actually as an adult go to Chicago and have a brand new experience as an adult to realize Chicago has a downtown. It has like, you know, different areas where you can go to River North and you can go to Boys Town and all these different places. And it's like a whole other experience, right? So it's just really funny looking at it from my childhood lens. I remember the first time as an adult, I had a group of friends say, let's go to Chicago. And I thought, are you fucking crazy? Like, because I thought I'd only ever been to kind of the hood in Chicago. So I never ever experienced anything other than that. So it was just really funny as an adult to go to Chicago and be like, holy shit, this is a totally different experience and vibe than I had experienced in the past. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because I had a similar experience in New York City. Although I had never been there before, I was told all of the things about New York. It's dirty, it's loud, it's disgusting, their people are rude, all of these horrible things. It's so busy you can't think, like it's just like anxiety inducing. And I'm not there long enough to say that it's not any of those things. I could just give you all my perspective based off of the little bit of time I was there. So people who are listening to this, and if you've, you know, been in New York for some time, or you live there, or like, you could be like, listen, like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, and you would be right. But I could just tell you, based off of 90% of people that likely listen to this podcast are just going to be visiting New York. So what I'm hoping to do is provide a little bit of a different insight insight to maybe what you've experienced in the past with New York City, and hopefully encourage you to experience the city yourself and maybe gain your own perspective and your own view on what New York is. So the first thing I really want to talk about is the vibe in New York City. So first and foremost, I'll just come right out and say that I only went to Manhattan. So thank the gods for people who are experienced in New York, kind of giving me a heads up of the layout of New York, right? Before I went, besides my mom, who's born and raised in Brooklyn, I know that New York has different boroughs, right? So I was in Manhattan the entire time. So it's not like I'm like experienced all the different areas and all of that. I still, after my experience there, I still would never live there, but I would definitely go back and visit. As a matter of fact, I want to go back and visit as soon as possible because it's just so amazing. The vibe is like so great. So first and foremost, I just want to talk about the vibe of New York City. And also to let you know that yes, I initially went there for the Dear Media event in real life, IRL. If you're not familiar with Dear Media, they are a podcasting platform that I've known about forever. I've been listening to podcasts on Dear Media forever. So it's just really cool and fun and an awesome networking opportunity for me to check out any events that they have because I am a podcaster. I meet fellow podcasters there. The last time I did an episode and a podcast on Dear Media, it was Dear Media Austin IRL. And I had never been to Austin before. And I was like, wow, what an amazing city. It's so beautiful. The weather, the people, all of the things. Absolutely in love with Austin. So it's just really amazing to jump right back on here and talk about New York City because it was a totally different vibe, totally different than what I expected, but I absolutely love it there. So the first thing I want to talk about is the vibe because as spiritual people, we love peace and we love being in the woods, being grounded, being with the animals, and having that really beautiful, peaceful, grounded, earthy vibe where you feel super connected and you're not in the busyness of something like a city or millions of people, right? So understood, I'm the same person, I'm the same way, but I will tell you that immediately, right? Like I landed in JFK on the first day, I took a taxi, actually it was an Uber, to Manhattan, to where I was staying, which I stayed in an area called Chelsea in Manhattan, which is a down a ways from like the Upper East Side, Upper West and all of that. At the night, like really, really super high-end area, I was like down a ways from that in this amazing hotel called Hotel, which I also want to say that I'm going to leave so much juicy like tips in the show notes to this podcast. I found some amazing places, some really awesome shortcuts where like, if you ever go there, fucking hit up these spots and you will not be disappointed. And I'm really glad I got my hands on this list. It was actually from Dear Media recommendations and also recommendations from people who I met there in New York, where I was actually glad to meet them and their recommendations did not disappoint. So I just want to throw that in there that I am going to leave some awesome recommendations in the show notes. You never know. If you end up going to New York City, just remember this episode of this podcast and go down to the show notes and just look at the recommendations of where to hit up and where to go because it will not disappoint. And there's so much to go somewhere, so many places to go, so many places to see that you might as well get yourself a little shortcut list if you can. Okay, so on to the first bullet point of this episode, which is going to be the vibe of New York. So first and foremost, when I got there, many people will tell you to take like the transit system, the subway and public transportation. And because you're going to save so much more money, they're not fucking lying because that Uber ride was the most expensive Uber ride I ever paid for. It came out to around $100 to get from JFK to Chelsea in Manhattan, which was about a 45 minute drive at the time. And so the same on the way back, it was like $90 and it was from Chelsea in Manhattan to JFK. Some people land in LaGuardia. I think that's what it's called, another airport. I think it's closer to Manhattan, but I landed in JFK. So all that to really just say public transportation is probably the best way to go if you want to save money. But at the same time, I've never done it there. So I can't sit here and say like, absolutely do public transportation. I don't fucking know what it's like to like go down there into the subway and jump on a subway and take a subway somewhere. Like I have no idea what's down there. And honestly, I'm not interested. Like I walked past 1,000 subway stations, the stairs going down under the city. And I just was like, no, thank you. Like maybe because it was just my first time there and I just didn't want to deal, but it was definitely something I wasn't interested in because I just didn't want to. I was like, fuck that. Like if I can get somewhere in an Uber, I will do that. I will say if I could do it over again, I would 100% take a subway from the airport to the hotel, just because that's the longest effing Uber ride you're gonna take. And so might as well just do public transportation there. Save yourself like probably $70 at least. So that's the one regret that I do have. But I spent so much fucking money in Uber. It was insanity. But at the same time, it was my first time there. So I'm not like pissed at myself or anything. Next time I will explore the subway, but I did not do that this time. To the vibe of the city is really what I want to talk about. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. When I stepped out of that Uber in Manhattan, I was like, this is fucking sick. I was like, I love this. I fucking love it. It was so clean. It was like not dirty at all. And that's Manhattan. So I don't know what it's like when you go to like Queens or Brooklyn or any, it might be fucking disgusting. I don't know. But like when I went to Manhattan, it was so clean and it was just, the vibe was like super chill when I was there. Like, I don't know if the goddess was just on my side, but like literally when I landed and I took that 45 minute drive from JFK into Manhattan and I got out of that freaking car, I was like, yo, like there were people everywhere, but it was so chill. Like it was almost quiet. Like it was so crazy and it was so beautiful. Like I always wanted to, and my partner and I always talked about, if we ever go to New York, we're going to experience New York in the fall. We really love October and fall and all that. And so that was the vibe and it was the most beautiful weather. So I don't know where you are in the world listening to this, but we are on the Northern Hemisphere and we are experiencing our wintering. So we're heading into the deafening of the season. And I will tell you, this is like the best October ever. I'm pretty sure last October, Halloween 2023, we had a fucking snowstorm. I don't know if you all remember that, but this one was pretty amazing. It was like literally almost the entire time we were there, except the last day, it was like in the mid to high 70s. It was so beautiful. So the vibe of the city, let me get back to that. Amazing. It feels creative. There's just this energy there where like when I'm walking around, I don't feel like people are giving a fuck that I'm even walking there. And I like that because I feel like sometimes people make me anxious when they like stare at me or like if they notice me or something, I get unnerved. But like in New York, you can like dress however, walk, but fully put your energy out there, walk down the street like a fucking boss and nobody's looking at you. And I like that shit. I'm like, I feel like I could be fully in my energy when I'm there. I'm like, boom, like I get out, I'm like walking like a fucking boss and like nobody's even turning their head. And I just feel like, yes, like I feel at peace in that energy because I feel like it's not a big deal. You know, everybody's so busy doing their own thing that they don't pay attention to you. And actually, nobody makes eye contact in New York, which I love. It's really funny. It's like, I thought I would be missing the like super eye contact and stuff everywhere you go. But what I realized is it almost feels like a burden on me. Like when I even, you know, because I live in the Midwest, I live in Wisconsin, and I love being kind to people. I love going to the store and being like, thank you, sir, and eye contact. And yeah, but I realized like that's kind of an energy leak for me. Like it's like when I can just walk through a city, I don't have to fucking worry about talking to anybody or anybody looking at me or me looking at anybody. I just felt like amazing. I was like, whoa, like this is so good. It felt so good to be there in that energy. And I felt like I was in a movie. Like every corner I turned, like I mentioned, it was clean. You know, there's just so much interesting, weird shit taking place, like all over the place. And it's just, everybody's just doing their own thing. And it's so busy. It is crazy, but in a good way. It's not crazy busy where people are like rah, at you and rude. Nobody even fucking knows you're there. And I love that. I'm like, yes, like I could just like, boom, go. And nobody's in my way. Like I'm just off doing my own thing. Everybody's doing their own thing. As a matter of fact, there were a few times where I asked someone for directions and I literally scared them. Like I like startled them just by saying, hey, excuse me. I was wondering if you know, if this is like this way or this way. They literally got spooked. They like jumped back and kind of looked at me like, what the fuck? Like, somebody's talking to me, you know? And that's, you know, regular, the regular streets of New York. That's not like Times Square, which I'm sure there's lots of. I didn't go to any tourist attractions when I was there. So I'm speaking to you from my experience, not in tourist attractions. Okay. So like, I'm sure in a touristy area, people are more prone to asking questions. I was just in the living area of New York. And so people are just doing their thing. And if I stopped anybody, it was almost like shocking to them that I was like making eye contact and talking to them. They're kind of looking at me like, what the fuck? Like, why are you talking to me? But they're cool. But at the same time, the general vibe of New York people, okay, so the overall city vibe's creative. It's happening. It feels like this is where it's at. It feels so good. Now, the people, when you're actually engaging with the people, I will say that their attitude is very condescending. Like, it's like if you ask anybody anything, when they answer, it's like, this is my experience, okay? I'm not saying this how it is everywhere in New York, but like when they answer, it's like in a condescending way. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm like, hey, do you know, I was in Whole Foods in Manhattan and I couldn't find something. I can't remember. I was like looking for the cold food section or something like that. I was like, do you know where this is? And the guy was like, right behind you. You know, it's like every time they respond, it's in a very condescending way. There was a woman walking down the street and I was like, hey, like, do you know where this is? And she was like, it's that way. You know, and it's like every time they respond, it's like super like condescending and annoying. Like, why the fuck are you asking any me of anything right now? Kind of vibe. But it's just, it's funny to me. Like, I'm like, whatever. Like, it just, I could never live there and put up with that shit all the time. But like just visiting, I thought it was kind of funny. I was just like kind of laughing at people and laughing it off. But the thing is like in New York, you know, people might think like, especially sensitive people going into the big city or going anywhere that's like really busy, you know, even the Milwaukee market, let's say here in Milwaukee, is like super busy. Depending on when you go, you're like arm to arm with people. So it's just a matter of spiritual practices. I've been on my journey since 2018. My first 2 to 3 years on my journey, I would say 2 years on my journey, I would never be able to do this. Like, I would never be able to walk into Manhattan or even the Milwaukee market, which can be crazy busy sometimes, and be okay. I literally had to go deep with like really powerful spiritual practices to protect my energy. So even though I'm telling you all this right now, if you're very early on your journey or you're still working with like tools to learn how to protect yourself and stuff like that, it can be still very challenging. And that's exactly where you are because you're on the path to understanding how to protect yourself and protect your energy and learn the different spiritual tools. And anything in spirituality, when it comes to tools, meditation, energy vortexes to protect your energy, working with different colors and light energy and stuff like that to protect yourself, crystals, wands, necklaces, all these different things that you learn about once you awaken and once you're on your spiritual journey, these are all things that will add to your arsenal of experiential wisdom in human design. Sorry, I literally looked at a chart right now and I said human design. I was like literally looking at a chart. Sorry, not human design on your spiritual journey and human design, right? But really human design is another tool to really understanding your energy and how it works. If I had zero spiritual practices, I would be fucked. Like I would be in Manhattan. I'd be in like these really busy areas and I'd be freaking out like, holy shit, I feel everything. This is like, I can't be in my own energy. I'm not grounded. Ah, like it'd be crazy. But that's not like how I'm dedicated to my spiritual practices. I don't do anything. I was 2 hours late to the Dear Media event, which I'll get to, all because I needed to do my spiritual practices. It's a non-fucking negotiable. I woke up late and I was like, nope, got to get my 20 minutes of meditation in, got to go outside, ground. No, like I have to get my spiritual practices in before I do anything. So, and I talked to people before on this podcast about my spiritual practices, and that's transcendental meditation, 20 minutes every morning, non-fucking negotiable. And then also creating an energy vortex, understanding how to work with different colors of light, creating an energy vortex around myself so that I don't feel the energy around me. I'm just in my own energy. And I learned that from Oliver, Authentic Energy. You can just Google that. I'll try to remember to put it in the show notes. But if you just Google Oliver, Authentic Energy, you're going to find this amazing wizard basically living in California who will show you how to create energy vortexes and all kinds of work with light energy, different colors of light in order to protect your energy so you could just be yourself wherever you are and not be like shook by like everybody around you or not be fucking paranoid that people are looking at you or anything like that, which all of those things can surely happen on the spiritual path and especially in the early stages of awakening. So I just want to honor that depending on where you are. I don't want to say it doesn't happen. It definitely happens, but it just depends how deep you are onto protecting your energy and all of that. Like, you know, if you've been doing it for a while, then you know, like you're there, you've balanced out and you know how to protect yourself and you can pretty much be anywhere. Like it's no problem. The other thing I want to just say about the people in NYC in New York City is that you can tell that a lot of the people you're running into are not even from New York. They don't have accents, which till this day, my mom's been out of New York for decades and she still has a little bit of an accent. She says certain things and you just hear it like out of nowhere. You'll just hear her say something and then you hear it. But so there are people that you can tell, probably a majority of Manhattan, I'm guessing, not a majority, probably a good amount of people there aren't actually from New York, born and raised. They're, you know, coming from other places in the States or outside of the country and moving there, living there, whatever it is. So it just depends on who you run into in terms of like the attitude that you get. But I think regardless if you live there, there's this general attitude of like this condescending nature where people don't, like they get shocked if you approach them, you know, and even if you do, they will tell you like where things are in a very annoyed, condescending way, which is like, whatever, like it is what it is. The energy overall of the city is what's where it's at. I want to talk about money in New York and then we're going to talk Dear Media. So money in New York, I just want to say it's expensive AF. Like, I mean, the only way I could ever see myself living there is if I was like fucking a multimillionaire. And then also like if I was cool with somebody who had an awesome like place in New York in Manhattan or something like that. And I could just like come there and crash. Like maybe we bought it together or something like that. And they use it part of the year. I use it part of the year or something like that. That's literally the only way I can see myself ever living there because there's no way I would ever want to live there 24/7 year round. It's not like a place I would want to wake up in every time, but it's addicting. Like I literally have never been to a place where I'm like already contemplating when I'm going back. It's this vibe there that just like literally attunes me to greatness. Like, I don't know what to even say about it. It reminds me of like all of the songs about New York. Like think like Alicia Keys, Jay-Z. I mean, they're just songs, but when you're in the energy, you're like, holy fuck. I was like on it when I was there. I was just like, I wasn't hesitating with anything. There's just this energy where like here, like because I'm by myself a lot and I'm in my house and I can double second guess myself on a lot of things I do, even in my business or something, but everything's so fast moving there. I felt like I was in this creative flow where I was like, man, if I lived here, I would be fucking like on top of it with like my courses, my IG, my face. Like it was just because I wouldn't even be second guessing it. I would just be doing it like done because there's just this forward moving creative vibe there that I've never experienced anywhere else. And it has this almost just focus on yourself where you're not focused on anything else happening outside of you. You're just focused on yourself. And it's actually very helpful in terms of creativity. So the creative vibe there is unlike anything I've ever experienced before. It is amazing. It's next level. I cannot wait to go back. I'm already kind of planning my next trip back there, but it's an amazing experience. So I do want to talk about money in New York City. So money in New York is, you know, it's expensive, like I was just saying, and I feel like I hit all my points there, but it's one of those things where I said, like I was talking about, I wouldn't probably ever want to live there unless I was like completely loaded, like a multimillionaire 10 times over. And then it's like, okay, who cares? But everything is pretty expensive. Food, transportation, water, you know, anything is, it's way more than it should be, but that's just what it is there. So there's lots of amazing podcasts though. Like I've been discovering some podcasts that talk about how to navigate New York City and like where to go and like how to save money on food and all that kind of stuff. So just look for that. Like, you could just literally Google or search in your podcast engine if you're ever going there, and maybe hit up a couple episodes of people who are fully dedicating their time and energy to New York City and how to navigate it. I'm thinking off the top of my head right now, but the one that I'm thinking about that I started listening to is called Better Together Here. It's called Better Together Here, and it's all about New York City. And it's about how to navigate the city, how to save money, and all of that. And the two people that are on it, you can tell are not from New York. They don't have New York accents. They probably just were raised kind of going there on and off throughout their life. And so they have these really good pointers, and now they live there. So let's talk about Dear Media, because a lot of people, you know, with Dear Media, what I want to just say with networking opportunities in general, I think networking opportunities in general are a non-negotiable imperative if you are a spiritual business owner or if you are a business owner in any respect. I think networking opportunities are super important. And I also want to just say social networking opportunities are super important. I think meeting people face-to-face, not online, but like offline, there's something there that you're never going to get if you were online with someone and you're just, you know, DMing them or trying to hit them up on their social media to connect, whatever, or you're on a dating app or something like that. I think networking situations, I'll just say anything networking, whether it be just social, personal life, or business, for example, this podcasting event I went to, I think for all human beings are non-negotiable. Just get out there, talk to people, even if you're an introvert, like just get out there, put yourself in the uncomfortable situations and connect with people, and it gets easier and easier and easier. This is how you build your spiritual muscles on your path, right? And that's how you get past the fear of connecting with others or talking to others or anything like that, which I suck at small talk. I hate small talk. It's the worst. My partner's so good at it. He can drum up a conversation with anybody and talk to them for 15, 20 minutes at a time. And I could be like, what were you guys talking about? I'd be like, oh, this or that. It's like nothing even important. I'm like, that was like a waste of time. And he's like, no, it wasn't. I just like was talking and connecting with someone. I don't have that. Like, I don't have that, whatever that is, that is easy for me to connect with people. So I have to really push myself out of my comfortable zone into an uncomfortable place in order to connect with people in social media events. And I still feel like I suck at it, where later on, I always regret it. I always have like anytime after a networking event, I always experience some type of like, you know how they say party shame? Like when you woken up the next day and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that at that party. I can have that, but it's like after networking, you know, and it's not ever like, I can't believe I did that. It's always like, I can't believe I didn't do that. Like I should have went up to that person. I should have talked to them. I was interested in what they had to say. That panel excited me. Why didn't I just, you know, it made my sacral, like as an MG, like, yes, like go girls. There was a panel up there all about health and like moms that were really, you know, going against the grain. They have their podcast about changing the health system in America and formula and all this stuff. And I was like, fuck yes, all the snaps, because why was I excited about that? I don't have babies, but I truly feel that moms in America are going to change the health requirements for everybody, not just children. It's going to start with children, for children, but it's ultimately going to change for the collective. And so that excites me. And afterward, I'm like, why the F didn't I go up to those ladies and be like, hey, you were amazing. I was excited to like hear you. I love what you're doing. Tell me more. I'm interested. Like, whatever. Do you want to come on my show? I didn't do that, you know? And so it's just like afterwards, I always have doubts, you know, and it's always this feeling of like, come on, like, why didn't you push yourself? Why didn't you think of that? But it's just, I get better and better every single time. Like as I'm pushing myself to go to these events, to connect with people, I am up-leveling every single time. Like I'm coming back like new person after my travel, after my experience. I'm literally coming back a new person. Why? Because I truly believe, and this is, I'm going to segue for a second, but this is what I believe. Travel is a non-negotiable for everybody. Like I really feel like if you can do it, backpacking, whatever your income is, just get out there and move your body on the world, like into the world and have new experiences. Because I'm telling you, that expansion that happens after you've gone to a new place is not something you can get in social media. I can look at social media IG reels on New York City all day long, but unless I actually went there and experienced the vibe of the city, I would never know. I would never know how magical it feels there. I would still think it was crazy, busy, dirty, disgusting, horrible, you know, whatever. I would never understand the magic of the city because I had never been there before or experienced it. So if you're able to, you should absolutely try to move your body all around the world, you know, to different places, new experiences. And of course, there's things that are uncomfortable. You know, it's not comfortable staying in one hotel room. For us, it was 4 nights, 5 days. That's like the size of one of the rooms in my house with just me and my partner. It's very challenging. You know, there's space issues. There's like, I want to like go over here. He wants to go that way. You know, so there's all kinds of issues when traveling, no doubt. But it's those experiences that become what spirituality calls expanders, right? Where you can't expand your vibration or your even mental conception of being able to conceive that or have that for yourself or be that until you've seen it and experienced it yourself. When you don't do that, you can't expand yourself to that thing. So that's really where it's at for that. For me is just experiencing it, getting out there. So a little bit more on Dear Media. I really didn't hit on that. I really want to talk about Dear Media IRL. If there's any other podcasters out there listening to this, I love Dear Media in real life events. I love it because why? It's just an opportunity to go to a new city. It's an opportunity to be around fellow podcasters or fans and just meet new people. Also, the people who own the Him and Her podcast, they're, I believe the guy is the owner of Dear Media. I'm not sure about the woman, but Michael and Lauren Bostick, I think their name is. They are awesome, nice, super down to earth people. And they do meet and greet after where they just stand there and you can take a picture with them and connect with them. So it's really fun, you know, just like connecting with them and the people. If I could compare Dear Media IRL to the Austin event, I would say it's just different. Like the Austin one was definitely more fun for me. Like it was more aesthetically pleasing too. Like in New York, I mean, the space was not great. You know, they did their best. They really did do their best with like the decor and trying to set it up, but the vendors were subpar, you know, but like in Austin, I mean, it was like fucking lit the fuck up. You know, they had the best vendors. They had like a salon station where people were doing your hair and blowing your hair out and touching up your makeup. But in New York, it really was like, the vendors were sparse. The like layout was kind of strange. It was just like in this big like warehouse hall building situation. The panel was good. The people were super quiet. And like New Yorkers are very, you know, chill. They don't have a lot of like, oh my God. Like in Austin, it was like insanity. Like the girls were, it was like pink threw up. Like it was like Pepto-Bismol threw up all over the entire room. Everybody's wearing pink. Long blonde hair, screaming. New York's very, you know, everybody's wearing black, you know, and it's just kind of quiet. Like it's very chill, which I like that better. But I think that the panelists themselves weren't able to really get the energy they needed from the crowd in order to be their best, if that makes sense. And so it really was okay, but definitely the energy in Austin was better. And like the layout was better, the vendors were better, the food was better, just everything was more an IG beautiful photo experience. Whereas in New York, it was kind of like a little grimy, you know, which it was to be expected. But it definitely wasn't as beautiful as in Austin. But Dear Media is amazing. Like they always hand out this newsletter that's in the shape of, it's like an old school paper, right? And they give awesome like recommendations. The actual paper itself is only like 8 pages long, but I love that paper because it's like, they're introducing the panelists and like what people, but then they have this page where they recommend the restaurants, the coffee shops, where to shop, and they hit it on point every single time. They did the same thing in Austin, and it was like all of their recommendations did not disappoint. It was like, oh, thank God, this like quick shortcut list to all these amazing places so I don't have to like dig it out for myself. myself, which would probably take me years. So I'll leave as many of those recommendations in the show notes to the podcast as it lets me. I'll try to put them all in there. That way you at least have this like little itinerary. If you do ever go there, you can refer back to the show notes of this podcast and check it out. But it's an amazing shortcut list, and I absolutely love their events, and I hope that they keep doing them. So let's talk about the food in New York. We'll talk about entertainment and then we'll wrap. But the food in New York is, you got to know where to go. So this is the other thing. It's like the first couple of nights, I'm like, eh. Like that was super expensive and the food was like subpar AF. But it's just like, you have to know where to go. You have to know the spots to hit up. It's kind of like Chicago. Like there's so much amazing food in Chicago. You just got to know where to go. You got to know where to hit up and like the best spots to go to. And the same thing with the entertainment in New York City. Like in New York City, the entertainment was so good. Like we went to this place called, I want to say it's called the Kendrick Hotel. And it is basically like an entire hotel that is sort of like gutted into an experience. Okay. So this is literally like people go in there and they have a full experience in the hotel. And so it's really awesome. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, the level of performance, I mean, these are paid performers. Okay. But like the level of performance with this dancing and like the smoke and the lights and everything, and it's interactive. So you're just standing and they kind of move you around to where they need you to go. I've never experienced anything like that ever in my life. And you can't take your phone in. So I wasn't able to like capture any of it for you all. I was doing story the entire time I was there. And now I'm posting on my IG like parts of my experience overall there in New York. But the actual performers at the McKendrick Hotel were, and I might be butchering the name of the hotel, but it's, you'll get it if you search it. It was just like unlike anything I've ever seen. Like it's definitely some shit where you're like, this is some shit you'd only see in New York City. Like it's like unreal. You're like, oh, you're almost having this like, it sounds super dramatic. I get it. But you're almost having this like out of body experience because you're like, can't believe your eyes. Like the way these people are dancing, moving, the synchronicity of like the vibe of the place, it's encapsulating. Like it's capturing you into this like transporting you into this entertainment experience. Like, so there's things like that, right? There's things like that in New York, where I also went to this other bar called, I think it's called Bathtub and Gin, I think is what it's called, but super cute lounge-like place. You can just sit there. They're playing amazing music. Ambiance is awesome. It's like a speakeasy vibe, but the energy of the city, the energy of the people, it just feels so good being in there. You just feel like you want to have a good time. You can just let your hair down and have a good time and be yourself. Right? So I hope that some of this was helpful for you. But I say these things and I create these podcast episodes because it's part of the experience. It's part of the spiritual experience and like transporting yourself into different times, different places, different experiences in order to grow on your spiritual path. So it's all part of it. You know, it's all part of it. And having these experiences, I feel so incredibly blessed to be able to have these experiences, right? Because I'm like, wow, like this is crazy. Like I can't even believe what I'm seeing right now. It's so insane. But it's just about knowing, like putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. I talk about this kind of stuff all the time, but putting yourself in uncomfortable situations is key on your spiritual path or on your journey, whatever. You might be listening to this and maybe you don't even resonate with saying spiritual path, right? Or spiritual journey. But this is really just about knowing that like, it's just about the human experience. And like the more you can put yourself in places that are not like normal for you, you know, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's outside of what you normally would be doing or something like that. I swear the expansion that comes through, and even if it's not in alignment and it doesn't feel like it's what you want, you learn so much. You like are just putting that as a gold nugget in your arsenal of experiential wisdom. And you're like, got it, universe. That is not my vibe. I am not supposed to be there. That was not in spiritual alignment for me, but it strengthens you, you know, overall it strengthens you. It strengthens your spiritual muscles, and it keeps you focused and aligned. And most importantly, inspired and passionate about your experience here on this planet. And like what it is that you are wanting to manifest and create in this lifetime. So sending everyone so much love. I hope you're able to get something out of this episode, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.